This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. What a wonderful night here at Fortune Bay Resort and Casino in Tower, Minnesota. Just a beautiful...
Yo, cuz! Am I interrupting?
Hello, Slim. Everybody, this is my cousin Slim. Yeah, Slim, we're doing a radio show. I think you know that. You left a fairly disgusting message on my Facebook post about it.
Yeah, that's how I found the place. It's pretty nice. Got a ballroom and everything. I thought this casino was just for gambling and smoking indoors, which reminds me...
Oh, really, you shouldn't do that. That's...
You want one?
No, I haven't smoked in years, Slim. It's okay.
Well, you should try these. You managed to smoke your way through the fire prevention technology. They're pretty good. Anyway, I got a new idea, cuz.
Oh.
This is it. Okay. No more midnight calls for money.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
What if I told you that the most lucrative economic diversification plan in the world has already been here in northern Minnesota for generations?
Okay, so you must not be talking about mining?
No, man, I can't pass a urine test. I'm talking about wild rice.
Oh, boy, okay.
Yeah, hear me out. You know how much authentic northern Minnesota wild rice sells for?
I really don't know.
Well, I don't want to say for tax reasons, but let's just say it goes for twice as much as that fake weed I was selling last year.
Which reminds me, isn't the point of selling fake weed to charge the same as regular weed?
Oh, man, that explains so much. I guess Pablo didn't have to die.
Oh, well, your family, Slim, and I love you, but there's no way this will work. First of all, you can't harvest wild rice on Ojibwe tribal waters. Wild rice is a sacred crop and an economic cornerstone for Native people, and what's left on public waters is heavily harvested by many experienced ricers. It's not been a very good year for the rice this year. The season is almost over, and even then, you're going to need a license.
Hey, I got my license right here.
That's a Tim Hortons gift card.
Well, what are you, the DNR?
Do you even have the right equipment?
Sure, I've got my knockers right here. Look, pretty good-sized knockers, aren't they?
Yeah, and a canoe?
Well, a fella traded me a jet ski for my Dodge Neon. I figure that'll do.
You do realize that on a jet ski, you have no way of collecting the rice.
You gotta think outside the box, cuz. I figure I'll pull it out of the intake when it gets clogged.
Where will you process the rice?
The microwave. I'll just set it to defrost.
Producing wild rice is a lot of work, Slim. You can't take shortcuts.
Yeah, that's how you lose at chutes and ladders, cuz. Listen, you can believe me or not, but I'll be back with some fresh wild rice before you can say, cut the engines, here come the cops. Seriously, just give me a couple minutes.